They had come to Rome to take part in ceremonies and prayer gatherings that are an essential aspect of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, which this year marks the 100th anniversary of its inauguration by Father Paul Watson in Garrison, New York, as the Church Unity Octave. This year, the theme for reflection is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, "Pray without ceasing." Speaking to the delegation on Friday, Pope Benedict said prayer is indeed the royal door of ecumenism. The appeal to pray without ceasing, he added, reminds us that authentic life in communion is possible only when doctrinal agreements and formal statements are constantly guided by the light of the Holy Spirit. The Pope was referring specifically to the Nordic Lutheran and Catholic theological dialogue in Finland and Sweden concerning central matters of the Christian faith, including the question of justification in the life of the Church. This dialogue has made positive advances in recent years. A visible sign of this progress was the Lutheran delegation's participation in the official opening of the Week of Prayer on Thursday evening in the Church of the Sisters of St. Bridget in Rome. Cardinal Walter Kasper, president of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, led the prayer service in the tiny chapel just off Piazza Farnese.
Yes, the movement of Christian Unity is a movement of prayer since its very beginning. And I think that what we have today as fruits of ecumenism are fruit of prayer. This week of prayer goes back to the Cenacle of Jerusalem, where Jesus himself prayed that all may be one.
In his concluding remarks to the delegation on Friday, Pope Benedict said he hoped ongoing dialogue would lead to practical results in actions which express and build up unity in Christ between Catholics and Lutherans in Finland. He said, in the new and challenging circumstances of Europe today and within your own country, there is much that Lutherans and Catholics can do together in the service of the gospel and the advancement of the kingdom of God. I'm Philippa Hitchin.